The town of Eagle is facing a bleak tourism future. Holland America has decided to eliminate the historic Yukon River community at the end of the Taylor Highway from its summer tour route. For more than 20 years, the tour company brought in excess of 200 tourists a day through Eagle, generating substantial income for the remote community that otherwise doesn't see much traffic. Spring flooding in 2009, followed by Taylor Highway slides and washouts the next year, kept Holland America out. The company delayed returning last year, and spokesman Eric Elverode says they've decided to permanently cut Eagle from their Alaska and Yukon tours.
The last 3 years have been a little bit difficult for us in terms of flooding in Eagle and the highway between Tok and Eagle. So we've had some challenges getting into Eagle with the motor coaches. So we've decided this year that we're going to make the plan to go from Tok into Dawson. So what typically would have been a motor coach to Eagle and a boat down to Dawson is now going to be a motor coach from Tok into Dawson.
Eagle residents got news of Holland America's pullout last week, just as the Taylor Highway opened for the summer, a year after nearly $20 million in repairs. Eagle Historical Society and Museum Director Donna Westfall says Holland America's move is a major hit.
Well, it's really an economic disaster to the community. There, aside from the Historical Society, there are a number of people here who depend on the tourists to come in, and basically, we've been without them for 3 years, and our budgets are just leaking red ink. And right now, without them coming back, I don't know what the future holds.
Westfall says the nonprofit museum organization is running about $25,000 to $30,000 under budget, has cuts 4 staff positions, and she's worried about losing her job. The lack of tourists has also eliminated summer tour guide jobs for Eagle teens and business for a group of locals who sell arts and crafts in downtown Eagle. Another familiar part of Holland America's presence in Eagle is also missing, the luxury catamaran tour boat, the Yukon Queen, which used to make daily runs between Eagle and Dawson, will remain dry docked in Dawson until the company decides what to do with it. The Eagle Historical Society and Museum Board met this week to talk about ways of spurring new tourism.